Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing today? It is the Greg Squirrel Live and in living color coming to you live, Phoenix, Arizona, from the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, Clint Davis.
How are you, my brother?
How are you?
I'm good. Man, I just got an iPhone 4S. I'm in the middle of an upgrade. It's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, don't you just love it?
Yeah, man, it's good. It's good. I got FaceTime now. It means I can look at people and talk to them at the same time, like on a camera kind of thing. It's like a talking picture box, you know?
Well, just as long as you don't FaceTime me because we're both ugly and, well, we don't want to break the phone.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Hey. Oh, man, we have already had a fantastic morning Thursday, or it's Friday, right here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Had a great seminar session this morning with O.J. Guerra, learning some great knife techniques, how to defend yourself against knife attacks. Then I had a great training session with Rand Nakash with the Israeli Defense Force. They flew over from Israel 24 hours on an airplane to get here to be able to conduct their courses, defensive tactics course. And then they came into the big room where it was open to everybody, and they did some gun and knife defense tactics there. Coming up this afternoon, we got Grandmaster Richard Bastillo. You've heard me mention him many times, one of Bruce Lee's very first students when Bruce Lee first came to America. He's got a class at 4:30 this afternoon, Arizona time. So, if there's anybody in Arizona listening to the show today and you want to learn from the masters, Grandmaster Richard Bastillo will be on the floor this afternoon. I mean, man, this is definitely a week I will never forget, you know, because we have the big reasons coming up Saturday night when we have the black tie banquet, Hall of Fame induction ceremony, myself, Mike Goldberg from UFC, and are going to be inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. I've already seen my ring that they are having made for me. I will have some new bling that I'm going to be sporting. They took my sizes today. And so, I mean, you've probably seen a picture of it that I posted on Facebook, but I actually saw the ring in person today, so now all they got to do is get it sized and everything, and they will ship it to me in Arkansas. Oh, man, this is some exciting stuff. And that's going to be taking place tomorrow night. So, like I say, we're going to have some special guests. Looking forward to having Rand. Going to try to get Rand Nakash on the show this afternoon. Like I said, I went through an hour training class with him this morning, and definitely some life motivating. I'm not going to say changing, because it's more of a life motivating experience going through these training classes this week right here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And I mean, people have probably seen me posting the pictures of Facebook. We're at the Arizona Grand Resort and Spa. I mean, we pulled in here Wednesday morning, and it looked like I was driving onto a James Bond movie. That's how awesome this place is. And so we're just having fun hanging out. We got Jenny. We got Andy over here, man in the front tables, people coming in the front door. They got T-shirts. We got a cane class, teaching how to fight with canes and stuff. We got great vendors. Nate Quarry, UFC veteran Nate Quarry, is going to be in the house tomorrow, giving some demonstration classes tomorrow. So definitely want to be here for that. I mean, we are feeling bad. We are looking good. I actually slept in a little bit later this morning. I have been hard charging every morning at about 7 o'clock. Well, today I stretched it to 8. So
dope.
There we go. Dope. So what's going on in the land of opportunity, Clint Davis?
Oh, man. You missed a great XFI Live today. We had our new lightweight champion, Brandon Bledsoe, and I planned on having him come on the show and talk about his recent win at Extreme Infinity on June 29th. And then before I knew it, someone had called in, a gentleman by the name of Eric Tucker, who is wanting to challenge Brandon for his lightweight title at Extreme Night of Champions. And so these two went head-to-head, nose-to-nose today on XFI Live. It's something you don't want to miss.
Man, don't you wish we could Skype video once in a while? That would be
I really do.
That would be so fun to see some of this happen. If everybody was on the world of Skype, Grandmaster Bastillo just walked by, so had to give a big salute to him. But that would be fun being able to see these guys go at each other on it like a video conference or something.
Yeah, you know, what's going to be even better is watching these guys on October 26th go at it in the cage, if we can make it happen. I don't know yet if it's a definite something that's going to go down or not, but we're gonna shoot for the stars and settle for a piece of the moon on the way down.
That's right. We got that big show, Extreme Fighting Inc., Extreme Night of Champions coming up. That's October 26th. Is that the correct date?
Yeah, it's October 26th. You bet.
October 26th, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Fort Smith Convention Center. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this is a smaller auditorium we're going to be in, so seating is very limited. I think the limit is set at 740 or 720. Is that correct, Clint?
720 people right now, it looks like. Just that's for the seating only.
Right. That's for seating only. So if you want to be able to sit down, you better jump on your tickets fast. Because believe it or not, folks, this show is not that far away. I mean, October is just around the corner. So, I mean, you better get on it. Because if you want to be able to sit, which I doubt there's going to be any sitting at all at this show, because every fight is a title fight, whether the belt is being defended or it's a vacant belt being put up for grab. Every fight on this show is a title fight.
Well, now we're gonna have some extra fights. We're gonna have more fights on the card than just about title fights. But the thing is, you're on the right track. Every title that we have possible that could be defended is going to be defended or fought for at this event. So, you know, we'll have, what do we have, 7 titles, I believe, and then, I think we may have 6 or 7 more fights, maybe 5 or 6 more fights, who knows, but we'll definitely have a full fight card.
Yeah, you're possibly going to be looking at some number one contender fights taking place, with the winner getting a future title shot. So, yeah, I mean, you do not want to miss this show. Once again, Fort Smith Convention Center, one of the best venues in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Well, my opinion, the best venue in Fort Smith, Arkansas when it comes to MMA events. Got some of our students. They're making their way back in for the defensive tactic course. We got folks from all across the United States. I mean, Marcy, she has a Krav Maga school up in New York. She just came in. We got people here from New York, Florida. Got some folks here from North Carolina that are studying Krav Maga. They are Marines. So they go back and they lead the Krav Maga defense force classes on their Marine post in North Carolina. So
wow, that must be Camp Lejeune, that might be.
Camp Lejeune, exactly. I mean, there's we were looking at the map earlier, and we pretty much got folks from just about every state in the union here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So it's wild. I wish you were here, Clint. I really do wish you were here.
Man, you know, if I didn't have my kids for a couple of weeks, I might have hitched a ride with you and gone on out there.
Well, you've seen the pictures I've been posting on Facebook.
Yeah, priceless, man. This is something you need to put in a scrapbook. You can keep this stuff forever.
I got New York right here with me. He's going to come on the air with us. Oh, come on. Come on, sit down. We're going to hook her up with an earpiece so she can hear. Hold on. I had to borrow some earphones because I lost my other ones. So, well, like I say, we got people from all across the United States right here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Why don't you tell everybody your name, tell them where you're from, and just tell them the experiences that you have had this week at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
Well, my name is Jess, and I'm from Buffalo, New York. And the experiences I've had have been amazing so far. I've worked with some great law enforcement personnel, and we've done a lot of knife techniques, some gun techniques, and then we covered some kidnapping maneuvers, how to protect your VIP from being attacked, and that was pretty intense.
Now I got to speak this about Jess. I was talking to Randa Cash and Danny Netzer, who flew over here from Israel to teach these courses this week, and Jess has gotten one of the best compliments from Randa Cash. They've been watching her the entire week, and they said Jess just does not let up. She is like a pit bull on a bone. She is in there with the guys. And she's heard a couple of them. So, what do you think about Randa Cash, Danny Netzer, and everybody coming in from Israel to be here this week with us?
I mean, they're phenomenal. It's hard to compare them to people I've met, that have some defensive tactics training, because, you know, they're talking about, you know, the practical use of the skills, and you can tell that, you know, these are the skills they use out on the street.
Yeah.
And it's intense.
And, you know, and that says a lot for Professor Kale to be able to get these guys. They don't train with just anybody. I mean, for them to fly 24 hours from Israel, you've got to be at the top of your game here in the United States for them to even give you the time of day and be able come over and train with Professor Kale and everybody here at the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So you have a school in New York, correct?
I don't own the school. I attend the school.
You attend the school. Okay. So do you see yourself being able to take a lot of this stuff back, passing it on to your instructors, and being able to pass on to other students at your dojo?
I do, especially the warm-ups. I know.
Right. Oh, I mean, these warm-ups are intense. I thought, because I study personally with Professor Kale, and I thought our warm-ups were crazy. Our warm-ups are nothing compared to our first 10, 15 minutes in here warming up. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm going to be dead in the first 30 minutes. It's crazy. We got Clint Davis on the line with us, my co-host. Clint, you got any questions for Jess?
You know, I really don't. I mean, I do. I've got one question. How hard is it, you know, because we've got a lot of people in this area who may not know a lot about this. How hard is it for kids and females and even other guys like me who want to get into something like this, who want to study Krav Maga, who want to get into the hand-to-hand stuff? How do we get into this kind of stuff?
Well, you first have to find the school that's teaching it. And then there's a couple levels, you know. You'll start at the basic Krav level, and you'll work your way up through the levels. And at each level, you know, they'll start expanding the techniques that you're learning. So you don't have to worry about being overwhelmed with all the advanced stuff right away. You get to learn a few of the basic maneuvers, and then you'll gradually start learning more as you go along.
Excellent, excellent. I know there's a lot of people who have asked about that in the last few days because that's something we've been talking about. So, you know, that's good information that we can pass along on the show. So I really appreciate that, Jess.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Jess, I appreciate you coming by. I happened to catch Jess. She was kind of checking out some. She was getting ready to go back into the defensive tactics course with Randy Cash, Danny Netzer. She was out here checking out the cane, so I kind of flagged her over to come talk to us a little bit because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to get some of the people participating, get some of their feedback on what they've learned this week. So, Jess, I appreciate you. We're going to have fun with Jess the rest of the week, and she's going to be able to take this stuff back to New York. And, Jess, I appreciate you stopping off at the Greg Squirrel Show.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. There you go, guys. I mean, you heard it straight from one of the students, being able to pass it on. And she's going to take all this knowledge back to New York. And it's nuts, Clint. It is nuts right here in the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. What do we got on headlines? Tiger Woods. One shot out of the lead at the British Open. He is where he wants to be heading into the weekend. Miguel Jimenez is in the lead. So those two will probably be in the final grouping come Saturday. I mean, keep an eye on the Tiger. I mean, we had that caller call in yesterday asking about Tiger's record and everything and chasing Jack Nicklaus and his streak. I mean, Tiger is where he wants to be. You can pretty much guarantee eight times out of ten, if Tiger Woods is within the top five leading into the weekend, he's going to pretty much end up winning that tournament.
Yeah, definitely. I've got some sad news in the wrestling world here. You guys know a few weeks back we had talked about the death of Matt Bourne, Doink the Clown. And so today, the autopsy reports came out for Matthew Wade Osborne, known as Doink the Clown, and the medical examiner revealed that he died of a toxic overdose of morphine and hydrocodone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they got the toxicology reports back. High levels of the opiates, morphine, and hydrocodone were in his system at the time of death, and apparently he was taking Vicodin and morphine at the same time. So that's, you know, that's sad. That's sad for everybody.
Right. I mean, that is sad. You would say the wrestlers would learn, like after the death of Benoit and some of these other guys that have passed away because of drug overdose and drug uses, you would think, and I'm not slamming that board, don't get me wrong, but you would think the wrestlers would have learned to be a little bit more careful when they're taking that stuff or using that stuff. Because, I mean, it's just a sad deal. I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to speculate or anything like that. It's just a bad deal all the way around.
Yeah. There's nothing good to say about anything like this, especially as close as I know he was to, guys like Matt Riviera over here at TCW. So it's just, I don't know how everybody's taking the news, but it's hard to gauge stuff like this. You never know what somebody's going through. You never know what somebody's demons are. And you can keep in mind all you want that some of these guys have had a rough time with addiction and things like that. But, I can promise you one thing. If he took his shoes off and handed them to me, I wouldn't walk a mile in them because I couldn't even begin to try. So, I feel bad for his family. I know his kids and everything. So, sad news, man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, what else you got on the headlines or little tidbits today?
There's been more about the Ultimate Warrior coming out here lately. You know, he's got a deal with 2K Sports. He does not have a deal with WWE. And then they started talking about, would you work with WWE again? And he said, yeah, I probably would. And now there's an interview coming out where Ultimate Warrior said Vince is intense. He goes around the clock, and I was the same way. Some of the people that think both of us said that the problem was we were too much alike. That's why WWE succeeded, because Vince shows up. He works every day. Most people don't get that. That's the secret to being successful. And he does, and I admire that. So Ultimate Warrior's talking about how much he admires Vince McMahon now after all these years and all the bad blood. He said, I still do after all these years of fighting with him. I respect him more than anybody else. So we may be watching, not a comeback to the ring here, but we may be watching the Ultimate Warrior make a comeback to the WWE of some sorts, whether it's the Hall of Fame next year at WrestleMania 30. I mean, you know, I can imagine with WrestleMania 30 being as big as it is, I can imagine us seeing a pretty big Hall of Fame class coming in. You know, I don't know if we'll see Randy Savage or Owen Hart or guys like that, but I can imagine that if Ultimate Warrior keeps playing his cards right, we might see him in the big picture.
Well, it sounds, you know, just from what I've been reading and just what you've been passing along, sounds like to me maybe there's been a meeting between Vince and the Warrior, and maybe they've been able to bury the hatchet. I would like to think that, you know.
Yeah,
that.
I would too. I mean, I would like to see it happen, and you know, it would be in the best interest of a lot of the fans and a lot of people like me, though. You know, the last time I ever saw Ultimate Warrior in a ring, we kind of got burned again. You know, it was in WCW, and he just made too many demands and didn't want to show up unless he was getting paid the right amount or something, and he completely let everybody down. It's always been about Ultimate Warrior, and it's never been about anybody else. And I tell you what, it's not really a spoiler, but Chris Sabin won the TNA World title.
I heard that. I didn't get to watch TNA, and they had the debut of the ugliest championship title belt I've ever seen.
That X Division title is horrendous.
The new X Division title, it looks so much like the old Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Before
they
went. I think
that's the look they're going for, you know, and this whole deal with Chris Sabin winning the world title, I mean, this is as pointless as having, who's that shrimpy little guy that runs around with Bobby Roode now?
Oh, Austin Aries.
Yeah, this is as pointless as having Austin Aries win the TNA World title. This is some sick stuff. You know, they could have ridden this Aces and Eights thing with Bully Ray being the world champion. I mean, he could have dominated. They could have rode this for a couple of years, but they're just, I don't know. I mean, is this Hulk Hogan doing this? I mean, this is awful.
I don't know, but, you know, have you seen the people that have been released from TNA just the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, Tara's been cut loose. Matt Morgan's gone. But, hey, I've got a report here that the WWE is interested in re-signing Matt Morgan. He was with the WWE from 2002 to 2005. And let's see, who is this? Pro Wrestling Insider is promising to have more on this as it develops.
Well, the one that surprised me was Luke Gallows, who was one of the original two or three
members. About that. Yeah, I talked about that on your show on Wednesday, I believe. And it was, of course, one of the days you weren't able to be with us, and that's all right. But, it was Bruce Pritchard's fault. Just like when Rob Van Dam, they couldn't re-sign him because Bruce Pritchard dragged his feet.
But now Pritchard's gone.
Oh, Pritchard's gone now, too?
Pritchard's gone.
Well, he needs to be because he's the reason why Matt Morgan's not there now, too. So he's kind of screwing the pooch on the whole deal.
Yeah, I was looking at Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now, and I can't believe they got rid of my girl, Tara. That one pisses me off.
Well, they had to, man. That's I mentioned that on the show the other day, too. I mean, you know, when you want to come in and say, hey, I've got the greatest resume in the business, and I've been here longer than anybody else, and I'm a total diva and all that other crap, and you want to be the highest-paid person in the business, in the company, well, that's all fine and dandy. But then when they go through shortcomings like this and it's time to start cutting budgets, guess who's going first? That one said, I want to be the top-paid wrestler in the business. That's the one who's going. So that's her own fault. That's what I think anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I've literally been, you know, I can understand some of the gut check guys that have come up. I can understand letting them go. And maybe I can understand letting Tara go because they really weren't doing much with her.
Yeah, you know, she was running around with Mr. Yeah. Spectacular from Big Brother. I mean, nobody cares about that midget anyway. So I really, it doesn't bother me. I mean, she's my favorite of all time. We've talked about her on numerous occasions. You know, growing up, I thought she was the hottest one in the business, and now she's gone from TNA. So, you know, she may come back to WWE, and she may be another diva in the Hall of Fame. You never know. I mean, she's got a good enough resume to do that. And now that Trish Stratus is in, you know, everybody knew Trish Stratus was going to go, and she is kind of
even pregnant, she's sexy.
I know. Good Lord have mercy. But, you know, watching Sunny go in, Sunny was the very first one. Everybody knew she would go, as tragic and dysfunctional as that election is there. But now, you know, Trish Stratus is in.
What did you call that?
Dysfunctional and tragic.
Oh, that's not what I thought you said. Never mind. I thought I heard. Never mind. Go ahead.
No. When she was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that was. I didn't say any bad words. I promise. But you know, it's to me. I don't know. I can see. Well, if she comes back, she'll be Victoria again. But I could see Victoria going in to the Hall of Fame one of these days. Maybe not next year, but I can see it happen.
Yeah, but like I say, Bruce Pritchard's gone, and D'Lo Brown got released from TNA.
See, I haven't read that anywhere.
Yeah, it's on Pro Wrestling Illustrated or ProWrestling.com. And they've been looking. They're already running a story because not only was D'Lo a character with Aces and Eights, he was one of the agents behind the scenes.
Yeah, he was one of the talent relations guys.
And so there's already been talk that they're going to offer that position to D'Von.
What?
Yes.
That's a waste of space right there.
I'm looking at the story right here. Let me see if I can get it pulled up here. Computer is kind of being fritzy today. Yeah, according to TNA Insider, D'Von will be offered or has already been offered the agent position D'Lo Brown held with TNA. In the past, both D'Von and Billy Ray worked the agent position on and off for the company. As of this writing, there are no final words on whether D'Von will wrestle and hold down the agent position or will cut back his wrestling role.
Man, I don't know. I can't say I like that very much.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Could TNA be going down?
Oh yeah, they started going down the day they signed Hulk Hogan.
Well,
that
this is true.
That was the beginning of the end. It's a slow process. You know, I mean, even look at the way WCW went down. I mean, from the end of 99 to the middle of 01. I mean, it was just a completely destructive force. And you know, this is kind of the same thing. We're watching it happen all over again.
Just had to see what goes down. It's interesting stuff. What else you got for me?
Derek Jeter has been added back to the Yankees roster, but he is still on the disabled list. I can't get my underoos in a twist yet because he is still, on the disabled list with that quad injury. But, he's working his way up. So hopefully, we see something go down there. And, other than that, I don't know. The Lakers VP is saying that Kobe could return for the preseason. Kobe got injured and has been sitting out a little bit. And so I don't know. I don't know what's going to go down with Kobe, but apparently he's still relevant here, I guess.
You won't be upset if I don't get too excited what's the word? Well, I can't say it. What's the opposite of excited? I mean, you know how I feel about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's the biggest waste of human mankind. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
I'm going to ask you to go there. I don't know. Why do you say that?
I have never liked Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is a prima donna ball whore. You know, if Kobe ball, if Kobe Bryant is not touching the ball every play of the game, he's a big sniveling crybaby. Kobe Bryant can go to Alaska for all I care.
Wow. All right. Well, okay.
So that's it. I mean, Master, what are you doing?
We got Master Suttles right here.
No.
I think he's going to be giving a class here a little bit later. What's that? You're going home? Well, we
let
had
the
to
man
get,
go home.
We had to get. Come here, Master Suttles. Come here. We're hooking up Master Suttles here. We're going to have him on the air on the Greg Squirrel Show. Now, me and Master Suttles, I did not realize that we had a common interest last night, because I'm walking around the vendor's booth, and Master Suttles has his guitars out, doing a little picking and relaxing and everything. So I'm going to let Master Suttles have the microphone. Why don't you tell the folks about yourself and tell them about why we're here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
Hey, how you folks doing? Actually, I'm here to see my friends. This is probably one of the best events that you could attend. Everybody is so open and so much of a family event. I've met so many wonderful people here. A little bit about me. I've been doing martial arts most of my life. I come here because I love to give. The people love to receive. It just works out really well. I'm a grandmaster in the Kaji Kembo system. It's a ninth degree black belt, and I'm a full certified Jeet Kune Do instructor under second generation Bruce Lee. And I take every opportunity that I can to get out here and to share and to see all of my friends. You know, we might get together once a year, but I tell you what, every time I see these people, when we leave each other, the hugs and all the things that we give to each other, we know it's so sincere because, you know, it's like we just miss each other, you know, and it's just like we're so happy to see one another and see how our lives are being. Gives us the chance to catch up, and we can talk stories about our family, our children, our grandchildren. And I was teaching yesterday. Thought I was going to do a little teaching today, but I got to go home because my grandson's getting married tomorrow. And so I had to kind of cut this event short for myself. But I tell you what, the rewards of just being here the last day or so is far worth it. And I highly recommend this event to anyone that wants to become part of the family. We're there with open arms, and we welcome you. So please try to come out, meet everybody, talk to everyone. Mr. Kale is a wonderful man. Donnie Wilhelm. There's just so many good people running around here, and we'd love to meet you and love to have you become part of our family of martial artists and friends. So I want to thank you.
Well, I wish one of the things that's exciting for me, special for this year, because I am being inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame Saturday night. I wish Master Suttles was going to be here for that, because it's like I told Marty, Professor Kale, I said, I mean, I'm among friends. I have become, and I've already promised Master Suttles that next year he brings his guitars. Next year we're probably going to be in St. Louis. I've already promised Master Suttles he brings his guitars. I'm going to bring my guitars, and we're just going to have an all-out jam session.
I got a feeling that that's going to happen, because they've been kind of showing up lately with some of these instruments. So I'm going to introduce them to my new play toys. I've been getting into the mandolin here for the last couple of years, so that's kind of been challenging, because I got these big old fat martial art man fingers, you know, and I'm playing on that little old neck. But I tell you what, you know, it's just like, you know, get down and you sit down with your friends, you know, and you start kicking out that music. It can't get any better than that, can it?
Oh, no. There's even been Andy Wilhelm, Master Wilhelm's wife. Not her. OJ Guerra's wife.
Yes.
Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie has been begging me to hook up the karaoke equipment.
Is that right? She's got a beautiful voice.
I've heard her sing. We were kind of singing in the lobby last night after everybody else left. Clint Davis, my co-host, he's on the line with us. Clint, do you have any questions offhand for Master Suttles?
Man, I don't. I wish him the best of luck in the grandson with getting married, and God bless you guys and everything you've done for the business, and I'm sure there's millions of people out there who appreciate you. So I'm going to let you cut loose and get out of here and enjoy
yes,
your
sir.
Family.
Well, you know, sir, I really appreciate you all taking the time and allowing me to be part of your program and reaching out you know, to you people and making me feel so welcome. I thank you, and I know every person in this room thanks each and every one of you as well. And
absolutely.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you, sir, and you do take care, okay, my friend?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Master Settle, I appreciate
yes,
you stopping by.
Oh.
You have a safe trip home, and we look forward to seeing you back in St. Louis next year.
Thank
we're
you,
going
sir.
To have fun with the guitar.
We are. Yes, sir, we are. Thank you, sir.
All right. That's Master Settle. Yeah, he came in to join us on the Greg Sproul Show. I mean, this is what it's about. I mean, it's new families being created. I mean, because these are people you will never forget. We got Andy. She's right here. She's got her pictures. Andy was kicking my butt earlier because we were working the Krav Maga course, working with some guns, and Andy was beating me around like a redheaded stepkid.
I'm telling you, she was.
Yeah. Oh, we're having a blast. Thank you, Mr. Settle. Clint, we're in St. Louis next year, Clint. It's either going to be St. Louis or Nashville.
Wow, that's a lot closer to me. That's a lot closer.
There you go. So I'm hoping that we're in St. Louis next year because Clint Davis, even if you can't make the whole week, Clint could maybe possibly come up for the weekend and just share in the camaraderie the friendships that are made. And, I mean, it leaves me speechless. I mean, there is one, I mentioned it yesterday, and Clint, you can Google this name and find out about this gentleman. One of the best, dearest friends I've made since I've been associated with the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame is a gentleman named Banson Catt. Bansonkat. This guy is just totally phenomenal. And that was the first question I asked Marty. I said, Marty, is Banson going to be there? And he says, unfortunately, Banson had some prior commitments, so Banson was not able to make it to Phoenix this year. So hopefully Banson will be back with us next year and we'll be able to renew our friendship, so to say.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Wow. Good
what
stuff,
else you got?
Man. I don't know. I just I don't know if anybody else would get chills like I do talking to some of these guys, but you know, it's an honor, you know? I mean, good stuff.
I mean, when you sit back and you look at what some of these guys have accomplished, you know, Master Wilhelm, I call him Don, like he mentioned yesterday, how many magazines has Master Suttles been on? How many magazines has Master Bastillo been on? You know, I mean, you can go on forever. I mean, these guys have been on martial arts magazines that don't even exist anymore.
Yeah,
that's how legendary some of these guys are. And so it's just a pleasure to once again be back among friends. I mean, you don't know the warm, fuzzy feeling a person gets when you haven't seen somebody in a year, and then when you get here, these guys are running up, Greg, my brother, how are you? And they give me a hug, and it's like, wow, Banson Catt just gave me a hug. OJ Garrett just came up and gave me a hug. I mean, it's just a warm, fuzzy feeling. That's the kind of friendships that are made here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. It's I can't describe it.
That's good stuff. Hey, I got a question for you, man. How is Mama Squirrel doing right now?
Mama Squirrel is awesome. Mama Squirrel actually got to come home a day early. She wasn't supposed to come home until Wednesday. She ended up going home Tuesday night.
Wow. Well, good.
So, Mama Squirrel, she's at home. Like I say, in case anybody didn't hear the prognosis and everything, they did find a couple of small blood clots in her leg, but they did have to put in a couple of stents. But everything else, they felt
they feel they are able to control with medicine. You know, this is the Greg Squirrel Show. We're coming to you live from the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, live right here, Phoenix, Arizona. If there's any listeners out there that want to call in, if you have any questions, 347-326-9073 is the phone number. What do we got for shout-outs and birthdays today, Clint?
Man, shout-outs, Kim and Katie. That's the two that I've got, Kim and Katie. Big shout-outs there. And birthdays, one of my sponsors for XFI Live from Palmer Brothers Motorsports, H. Palmer, the driver of the X15 car out at Tri-State Speedway. He turns 30 years old today.
Awesome, awesome.
So big happy birthday to H. Palmer. Good guy.
All right. I was looking for my list because I had a couple of birthdays I wanted to recognize. Let me find my list right here. We got Melissa Palmer. Today is her birthday. Nancy Hairston is her birthday. Nashville Cat. Nashville Cat is a syndicated radio host. She has a nightly on satellite radio after a lot of your local country radio stations go off the air, then they go switch over to Nashville Cat. Well, Nashville Cat, good friend of mine. I got to meet her when I was in the radio business. And so today's Nashville Cat's birthday. So we just wanted to wish Nashville Cat a happy birthday. And there's a birthday today. I would kill myself if we didn't mention it because he's kind of one of our bosses.
I think you
know who I'm talking about.
I mentioned this earlier. Go ahead.
AJ Barrow, Mr. Tony. 58,
that's right.
58 years old today. So
wow.
Greg Squirrel Show wants to wish a big birthday to Mr. Tony. I know he's going to be out celebrating tonight. Also want to say hey to Dale Harris. Today is his birthday. So a big happy birthday to Dale Harris. Got some birthdays over the weekend that are going to be taking place because we will not be back on the air until Clint will be on Monday, as I will be en route back from Phoenix. So Clint's going to have the show Monday. I will be back on the air with everybody Tuesday. But I want to mention happy birthday to Efren White. He's a local country singer there in the Northwest Arkansas. Nadine Riggs, she has the big 54 birthday. I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning her age. Want to say hello to an old friend, Marcy Boyd. She now goes by the name Marcy Boyd Puck. She recently got married.
Oh.
And so she's got her 40-something birthday coming up.
So you're telling me Marcy's off the market?
Marcy is off the market, darn it.
Shoot.
But she, you know, she's a sweet girl, so we've remained friends over the year, even though we didn't work out romantically or anything. We've remained friends over the year, so I just want to say a big birthday to Marcy. And we also got Brad Diaz, 21 years old. So those are my birthdays.
Nice.
So had a good slew of them today.
Yeah, well, man, that's good stuff. That's a popular birthday, I guess, July 19th.
Yeah, well, you know, you also had to consider the weekend birthdays, so we had those in there too. So
yeah, that's
there
true.
You go. So who can we offend today, Clint? Or
man, you know, I did plenty of offending today on my show. You know, going back to this Brandon Bledsoe Eric Tucker fight here. You know, Eric Tucker, I mean, honestly, name I've never heard. I got nothing against the guy, but. You know, he got beat by John Michael O'Mara back last October, and then John Michael O'Mara got beat by Brandon Bledsoe. So Eric Tucker's kind of wanting to jump ship and go straight up to the title shot. And I didn't know this, but there's a personal element involved in this. It's a very, very personal, very, very emotional issue for both these guys, and they both want this fight to go down. And you know, I wanted to get to the bottom of it. And I asked, Eric Tucker, I said, if Brandon beat the guy that beat you, what puts you on the same level as Brandon Bledsoe? Why do you get to jump the ladder and go straight to the title shot? So, you know, it's a good show. People, if they want to hear this, show from today, they can go to blogtalkradio.com slash, XFI Live, and today's episode was had the title of lightweight champion Brandon Bledsoe, and I would give it a listen to, man. This is good stuff.
Sounds like there may be a little bit more there than meets the eye, the way these two are chirping at each other.
Well, there is. There's quite a bit more, and I'm not going to go into detail because you guys can catch it on the show today. I would love for people to go listen to it because there's a lot of good information that people need to hear. And but yeah, there is a lot. It involves family. It involves very, very close friends. It involves a lot of trash talking. Eric Tucker had called out Brandon Bledsoe in a different promotion that we didn't talk about because we're XFI. So, you know, this has gone on for a little while now, and apparently Eric Tucker was at Extreme Infinity. And after Brandon Bledsoe got out of the cage, Tucker went up to Bledsoe and said, "I want you at the next show." I mean, he just pretty much jumped to the front of the line and said, I want in. And Brandon Bledsoe said, "Let's make this happen." Brandon Bledsoe, if you know him, he's never asked for an opponent. He's never asked for a specific fight. You know, Aaron Cobb usually calls Brandon Bledsoe and says, "Hey, here's who you're fighting," and Brandon says, "Okay." That's usually how Brandon does it. But this time, Brandon called Aaron and said, "We need to make this happen. I want this fight. I want it now, and let's do it." And so that's what we're in the works of doing. Of course, the card is always subject to change, and just in case anybody is injured or there's any family issues and people have to pull out, whatever could happen, natural disasters, anything. Card is always subject to change, so we cannot guarantee this until after weigh-ins, which will be the night before, on October 25th on a Friday night. And so now we've got this, we've got Bledsoe and Tucker, and we've got Bowling and Goss, which Bowling and Goss got heated back up on Facebook last night, and there's a lot more people involved in this rivalry here. So. Man, it's getting better. It's getting bigger, and it's getting better all the time. October 26th is shaping up to be a madhouse.
It's going to be a crazy night, and I'm excited to be back. Going to be handling the ring announcing duties for that. So, I wanted to mention real quick and remind everybody about the big show fight event, Megan Goodwin, Branson, Missouri. That's taking place tomorrow night. Have you heard anything new on that leading into that, a big event?
Haven't heard anything. Been keeping up with Sean Bales today. We talked to Sean yesterday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, and been keeping up with Sean's Facebook post today. And he is on his way to Branson. Actually, he was on his way earlier in the day. And so big things popping with Sean Bales. He's making his way up there. They've got weigh-ins tonight, and it's just gonna go up from there.
Another event I wanted to mention taking place in Northwest Arkansas for all the bodybuilding enthusiasts is, let me pull it up here.
What got?
What is that click? What are you clicking? Are you muting your microphone?
Yeah, that's my microphone. I had to holler at the kids real quick, so I had to turn my mic off.
Oh, okay.
Next time I'll leave it on, and you can hear what I say.
That's all right. We'll pass. Thank you. Northwest Arkansas Bodybuilding Classic is taking place this weekend. Northwest Arkansas, the weigh-ins are tonight at Powerhouse Gym in Fayetteville.
Whoa.
And so Jennifer Sanders, my cousin, is the promoter of this event, and if anybody needs directions, her phone number is 479-283-3321, and she can get you directions to the Powerhouse Gym in Northwest Arkansas for tonight's weigh-ins. And then tomorrow night is the Northwest Arkansas Classic. That's going to be, let's see, what is the venue for that this year? I lost the venue. Here it is. Well, I thought that had the event. Anyway, the event is up in it's at Bentonville High School Aaron Arts Center. So up there at Bentonville High School in Bentonville, Arkansas. So the pre-show stuff takes place about 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and then the big show will go down starting around 7 o'clock Saturday night.
So if you're a bodybuilding enthusiast or you're thinking about maybe pursuing bodybuilding, this is definitely something you want to check out, because they're going to have some great vendors there, vitamin supplements, stuff like that associated with the bodybuilding world. I think, there's a vendor out of Texas that always comes up, has some great looking t-shirts and stuff, and I can't remember the name of them right offhand, doggone it. I'll remember it, and if I do remember it, I will post it on my Facebook page, so you keep an eye on that. But anyway, that's going on Saturday night there in Northwest Arkansas, so you got that. If you want to watch some MMA action, you can drive up to Branson, Missouri, check out the show fight card, and go support our girl Megan Goodwin, you know, personal friend of the Greg Squirrel Show. So we definitely invite you to get up there, support Megan as she goes off after that show fight title against the Kraken.
Now, what's going on tonight?
Tonight? Oh, there or here?
Anywhere.
Well, tonight, here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, is they're going to have the Grandmasters testing. And that's where all the Grandmasters will be judging. You're going to have people testing for different belts. We're going to be having different demonstration, sword techniques, fighting with a regular walking cane. I mean, you will be amazed what you can do with just a regular walking cane when you've taken some classes. I mean, there's more to it than just whacking somebody across the head with it. There's you can actually do some neat stuff with a walking cane. They're going to be having all kinds of demonstrations going on here tonight. And then, of course, the Grandmasters testing. Like I say, you're going to have people testing for different belts, moving up, advancing up in their martial arts studies. So that's going to be taking place here tonight. And so
remind you about something?
Go for it.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. No Fire.
No Fire. Cherokee Fight Club. No Fire Entertainment. Live professional boxing in living color at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is set to be one of the biggest deals that Tulsa has had in a long, long time.
And we had Wes on the show last week. We had Wes No Fire on the show talking about this event. And let me tell you, folks, if you're boxing fans in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, get to the... Oh, my God.
What happened?
I was just scrolling. I'm about to share it on Facebook. You tell me what's going on.
Uh-oh. Is this about me?
No, it's not about you. You
All
don't
right.
look like this. I'm sorry. You go on Facebook, you check it out, you tell me. I just shared it on I just shared it on Facebook.
Uh oh.
Go look.
I'm on my way. Now let me let's see, Greg Squirrel. Gregory, if you're on Facebook, folks, get in your search bar, type in Gregory Squirrel, that's two R's and two L's. Let's see what we holy moly. Cherokee Fight Club, professional boxing fights at Hard Rock Hotel Casino tonight. Who is this?
That's one of the ring card girls.
Holy jeez. Wow. This is nothing. This is nothing like what we saw in Muskogee. That girl had nothing on this one here.
No.
My goodness. Tickets are on sale. Hubba hubba! I can't even read this. Tickets are on sale right now. Goodness sakes! Hi, folks. Hey, we're live with the Greg Squirrel Show. Greg Squirrel is in Phoenix, Arizona, at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and Clint Davis is across the river in sunny Roland, Oklahoma, as we speak. And I'm getting off of Facebook immediately. What a deal. Why do you do that to me while we're on the air? This is crazy.
Because I can.
I know. Hey, that's touche, my brother. That's good stuff. I like that. I am Clint Davis, and I approve of that message.
Yeah, and I'm Greg Squirrel, and I approve of that message. Wow.
One of the ring card girls. Man, that's almost, I would say that's every bit of worth a $120 ticket for to get right there ringside tonight.
Yes. Do what?
I said, is this thing on?
Yes, this thing is on.
Oh, goodness sakes. That was
I figured since we wouldn't be seeing Tara for a while, I had to find a suitable replacement. You tell me.
Man, I'd like to shake her daddy's hand.
Okay, yeah. Man, have you heard about some of the crazy news going on in Northwest Arkansas?
About every day there's people getting hit by buses and electrocuted and break-ins. And, yeah, you tell me which one you got going on now.
Well, the new one is there was a couple in West Fork arrested this morning. Attempted murder with pipe bombs.
You're kidding.
No, sir.
That's a terrorist act. Pipe bombs, that's terrorism.
Yes, sir. You tell me.
Wow.
I mean, our world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I believe it. Absolutely.
But we always got the no-fire ring card girls to comfort our pains.
Man, and there's going to be, hey, I tell you what, I'll give you a tip if you could find the other two that were listed on there.
Oh, was there two listed on there?
That girl, her caption, see, you didn't even read the caption, Greg. It said she was going to be a ring card girl along with two other people. And you're not, damn it, you're not doing this to me again. I'm not going to get back on there and look at her until we get off the air. There's going to be two other ring card girls that she's going to be with. So, yeah, there's going to be three of them out there.
All right. Emil and Robin. Who are Emil and Robin?
I know. We have an APB out on those.
Yes. Attention all units.
Yes. I'm sure we have.
Have you gone on her personal Facebook page?
I'm not going to do that. I can't. I'm not that kind of. I can't do that. I need to stay off of it, or I'll want to go off and get married again or something.
Oh, come on, Clint.
Which is the last thing this guy needs right now. I'm having too much fun.
I was going to say, what are you doing? Trying to run a race with Ric Flair?
You know, King Lawler, you know, he's the one that where I got that one-liner I used the other night where he said, I've been married three times and never had an anniversary.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always been quick and easy.
There you go. Wow. Whatever happened to the cat? That's what I want to know.
I actually saw her in Pine Bluff, Arkansas with Traditional Championship Wrestling.
Really?
That was 2 years ago, I believe. Almost 2 years ago, right around Christmas, right before Christmas of... I think it was right before Christmas, 2011, maybe October, November, somewhere in there. And man, oh man, she looks as good as she ever looked in her life. I think she got better with age, but yeah, she looks great. And that was one of those events I was backstage for that I'd driven one of the wrestlers up for. And man, you talk about amazing. Holy moly.
Careful.
Sorry.
Did you have backstage passes?
Yeah, it was kind of a, you know, I don't want to say too much, but I mean, I've got a lot of friends in that organization, so it was kind of an unspoken kind of deal. You know, I drove one of the wrestlers up, I would come up and help set up the seating in the ring and things like that. And, you know, front row VIP, man, for every event, that's where I was. I never sat anywhere but front row VIP.
I'm trying to get OJ to come here and talk to us for a little bit, if he's got a little bit of time.
Did they let him out?
Yes, sir. We got OJ. I took part in OJ's
knife class this morning. We're going to hook OJ up with a little earpiece right here so OJ can hear Clint. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a true master here with us, OJ Guerra, out of beautiful, sunny, beautiful California. Or no, you're here in Arizona, right?
I'm back in Arizona.
You're back in Arizona. So what do you think about OJ? This is our third year to be together with this little party. So what do you think about it so far this year?
Well, it's amazing. It's a great group of friends that get together, and also new friends that come in, and you make all these contacts, have excellent martial arts displays, demos, and training, and I think it's one of the best venues around.
Now, OJ, just kind of fill in some of my friends or some of my listeners who may not be martial arts savvy. Why don't you give them a little bit of your background? We got Clint Davis, my co-host. He's on the line with us also. So kind of give the listeners a little bit of your background, how long you've been studying, and some of your specialties that you partake in.
Well, I've been studying since 1970 when I was a wee child. Right. I've been training ever since. Haven't stopped training except for a couple times when I was injured. And I continue training. I've trained in multi styles, and all the way from Taekwondo up to soft style Kung Fu, Kajukenbo, Arnis, Kali, Eskrima. And I also incorporate firearms training. So I try to do the whole gamut, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm still learning. I don't know it all, and nobody ever will. So just keep training, and it keeps you young.
Now, we did the knife and gun class this morning. Kind of give the people a little bit of background on that and how that is applicable to day-to-day situations.
Well, the most threats that you will receive on the street will be blunt force instruments like bats and sticks, clubs, knives, guns, not as much, although they're very prevalent. And if you're not prepared to deal with a situation like that, you're in big trouble. So it's always good to have some sort of training, common sense, and you'll come out alive.
Now, I love OJ's life. We had such a blast sitting around talking last night, still trying to convince him into letting us hook up the karaoke machine.
She's an incredible singer. She really, really is an incredible singer. I'm not just saying that because she's my wife. I met her over 25 years ago, and she was doing singing competitions, and she's been singing since she was a little girl, and she's talented.
Now, do you have a school here in Phoenix? If there's people out there who are interested in learning, give them some information about your school.
Okay.
And what it takes to get in touch with you.
Well, I am training at this location on 67th Avenue in Greenway in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a card guard school that trains security, armed, and my purpose there is to train the empty hand version of their guard cards. And they also sell firearms, all types of weapons, knives and sticks. And it beats working out of the garage, which we did for years. And in this heat, it kills you. So now we're in air conditioning.
Right. Clint Davis, he's on the line with us. He's back at the studios in Arkansas. Clint, have you got any questions for OJ that you would like to ask?
You know, no questions. I tell you what, it's a pleasure to be able to have you on and get to listen to you. I've seen a lot of your, I've seen a few of your self-defense demonstrations on YouTube, and so that's where a lot of people can get more familiar with you if they're not in that Phoenix area. So it's just a pleasure to have you on. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate it.
OJ, appreciate you, my brother.
Hey, thank you so much.
I'm excited to have OJ here. OJ was one of the people I was asking about when Marty dropped that bombshell about me being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. OJ was one of the guys I asked about Banting Cat. We knew Wilhelm was going to be here because Wilhelm's like a virus. You think he's gone and then he pops up out of nowhere.
He's everywhere.
But OJ, appreciate you coming on
Thanks
the show.
Thanks again. I appreciate
we'll
it very much.
We'll talk to you later. I look forward to learning more from you.
Thank you.
OJ Guerra right here on the the Greg Squirrel Show. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, if you have a question about the Martial Arts Hall of Fame, I mean, I will be glad to pass that information on to you. And well, as I said it, folks, like Clint mentioned, any of these people that you've heard me interview yesterday, had on the show today, go on YouTube them, Google them, and you will find out about these people that I'm talking about. What do you think, Clint?
I think this is great stuff. I've never been able, you know, the only way you could top off my day is if Chuck Norris walked by and you had him sit down with you. I think that's the only thing that could be better than any of this.
Oh, I mean, you're right. I mean, just the people that I'm sitting here learning from. Like I say, right now, we got Bill Moore out of Florida. He's giving a class on the floor right now. We still got the Randy Cash, Danny Netzer. They're in the smaller room working on the combative defense course. The people that are taking this course, are walking out with their certificate saying yes, they went through this course this week and completed it. So these people that are taking the Israeli defense course, they're walking out with certificates saying yes, we have participated and gone through this course. So that's great stuff right there when you can get a certificate from Randy Cash, Danny Netzer, Israeli defense force. I mean, these are the guys that train the Israeli military. When a young man, 18 years old, goes into the Israeli military, the first people they see are Randy Cash and Danny Netzer, and they get put through their course before they're assigned to their regular units. So,
wow.
So that tells you the stuff right there.
Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome.
I mean, you know, I'm looking around the room. We got the vendors set up. Grandmaster Richard Bastillo, he's got his table over here. He's got his T-shirts and everything. Nate Quarry, who's going to be giving a MMA seminar tomorrow. His girlfriend is here. She's got his table set up, got T-shirts, everything. I mean, like I say, OJ Guerra, he's got his table set up down there. He's got information on what he does, and I'm going to be learning some of that. I mean, one of the courses they're going to be giving here in just a little bit later is a security, providing security for like concerts and private individual security. That's one of the courses I'm going to be going through later here at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So fun stuff.
Fun? Yeah, definitely.
Fun stuff. So what you thinking, Bubba?
Man, I'm thinking this is good. I'm glad you were able to have this experience. This is something different, I think, than anything you've probably ever experienced. And I know it's just listening to it, you know, not only on the air, but you know, playing it back and listening to some of these experiences that you guys have going down, and some of the classes that you're looking at and going through, and people you're talking to. It's amazing, man. I mean, I wish I was there.
Well, like I say, folks, like I say, nothing has been submitted or finalized yet, but it does look like next year we're either going to be back in St. Louis or we're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee next year. So, I mean, we're going to keep people posted on that. And you can go to their website, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame.com. And once they get everything, once this week's over, they have a chance to sit back, relax. They immediately start working on next year's Hall of Fame week. And so, as soon as they get me the dates, I am marking those dates out on my calendar so I don't book anything for that week. Because I'm going to be back here next year. Because now, since I will be a member of the Hall of Fame, Man, that seems weird being saying that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm sitting here admiring these guys, watching. I mean, yeah, wishing I could be in that circle, but I mean, it just now dawned on me that after this weekend, I'm a part of that circle.
Yeah, you're in, dude. You're in the Hall of Fame. You're in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
I mean, that just really hit me just right here. What time is it? It is 5:09 Arkansas time. 3:09 out here. Is it 3:09 or 4? Yeah, 3:09 out here in Arizona. And it just dawned on me that after this weekend, I am a elite circle group that I never imagined myself being a part of. And my stomach just got big knots. I am not lying, folks. My stomach just got great big knots in it, just now realizing that. So, I mean, it's total honest. Is honest a word? We just made it a word.
Well, I think awesomeness, maybe. That may be. I don't know, man. Yeah, you're right though. This is good stuff.
I mean, like I say, I mean, the phone lines are still open, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 19 more minutes left on the air. I haven't even checked the chat room to see if there's any. You're not even in the chat room, Bubba.
No, I'm on the page. The chat room's not open.
Huh? Because I show
mean, it. Well, it didn't open on me anyway. Maybe I just need to refresh. Maybe.
Yeah. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. I mean, coming to you live, Phoenix, Arizona. I took a little pool time yesterday, Clint.
Uh-oh.
My back was a little sore from working out yesterday, taking some of these courses. And, I mean, which pool do you go to? When you have 8 pools, plus you got a great big water park right here on premises.
Wow.
I mean, I could go on forever just about these facilities that we're at. Like I mentioned earlier, it looks like something out of a James Bond movie. I've been posting pictures on Facebook of this facilities. Every morning waking up and you walk out of your room and the first thing you see is giant palm trees. I mean, you know what they have here that I have never seen before?
Beautiful women.
Well, that too. There's beautiful women in Arkansas and Oklahoma. What are you talking
about? There's beautiful women in Oklahoma, but I don't know about Arkansas.
Hey, I want you to know, young man, that the University of Arkansas cheerleaders have been voted in the top 10 sexiest women in America contest for the last 7 years in a row.
I don't. To us, those are kids, though. That's too young.
They're not kids. They're over 21, some of those cheerleaders. Come on now.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
But no, what they had here, and I picked one. I'll go pick another one to bring you one just to prove it. They have lemon lime trees.
What?
I have never seen that before. There's a little restaurant next year, great little Oriental place. I went there last night. I had some quesadillas, a couple of mojitos. Shh, don't tell nobody.
No, I'm not going to say a word.
But walking back, they have lemon lime trees. Lemons and limes growing on the same tree.
That's pretty amazing. I like that. I like that.
Is that not nuts? Lemon and limes growing on the same tree.
I'm down with that.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Only in Phoenix, Arizona. You know what? They have a golf course. And I have been enjoying this. Hey, there's my karaoke singer. Oh, come here. No. You got to come here. Do what? Come here. Come talk on the show real quick. We got OJ's wife. That's your earpiece. So you can hear my co-host, Clint. We've been kind of bragging on your singing. Why don't you introduce yourself to the folks on the Greg Squirrel Show? We are on the air.
Well, good afternoon, folks. How are you today?
I think everybody's doing great.
Tell everybody who you are. Come on now.
I kind of lost my identity a long time ago, but I'm OJ's wife. This is Sherry Guerra. We're at the Martial Arts Hall of Fame in Phoenix, Arizona.
Now, we've been having, but me and Sherry are kind of like long-lost brothers and sisters, because we had a great time talking last night. Yeah, you know, talked about Dad a little bit, but we talked about our singing and stuff like that. We've been trying to get him to let us hook up to karaoke machines, because I got the equipment here with us, all we need. I could probably hook it up to this laptop if we need to.
That's a great idea.
Because I've been telling them all we need is a monitor. We got the sound system here. You know, we got the music and everything. All we needed is someplace for the word. So it just dawned on me that we could probably hook in to our laptop here. But, you know, oh, you got OJ. OJ's a great guy. I'm proud to call OJ a friend. Give us a little bit of history, a little bit more about what OJ, what you guys do, and kind of just talk to the fans a little bit, listeners out there.
Okay, where do I start? I know that OJ has been in martial arts for over 30 years. He's kind of an icon, still incredibly modest. Well, he's my husband. You know, he's an icon in martial arts. He's done so much for the community. He's taught so many people. He's a wonderful role model. So Phoenix is really lucky to have him now.
Yeah, and like I say, OJ. OJ is going to be a part of the judging later on tonight.
He will be.
He's on the Grandmaster's Council, and kind of give the listeners a little bit more detail about the Grandmaster Council, what they'll be doing coming up in the show. I've kind of hit on it, bits and pieces, but kind of go into a little bit more detail on the Grandmaster's Council.
Okay, well, so over the last 3 years, what I have experienced is there will be demonstrations of different arts will be coming in. And what's really exciting is many of the students are promoting, so they're going to be receiving their black belts. They'll be testing it in front of the Grand Master Council, and then they'll decide whether or not to award those people, you know, with their accelerated belts. Different, I don't know, how would you say?
Fighting techniques.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weapons. It's honestly going to be a surprise, because we're really never sure what, you know, we're going to have in front of us. Probably. So it's exciting. It's very exciting.
Now, the one guy, and this is a guy I've always been looking forward to since I've been associated, the gentleman in the wheelchair, multiple sclerosis.
Exciting.
And he's in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, I remember last year in St. Louis, he gave a demonstration that totally blew people away.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And I can't remember the guy's name. I know Marty could tell us if Marty was here.
Oh, let me think. Yeah, it's slipping my mind right now. But it really adds, you know, to how many people it does touch in so many ways, and in that martial arts really is for everyone in some facet.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to being able to come back, being with my friends. As long as they let me come back, I'll keep coming back.
So what's the plan for next year? Do we have any rumors?
Karaoke.
Okay.
I know I'm bringing karaoke for us, and I'm bringing my guitar for me and Master Subtle.
We may be by ourselves.
We got Clint Davis is on the phone, my co-host. He's back at the studios in Arkansas.
Hi, Clint.
Hello.
Clint, we got her on the line. You got any questions for her?
Sherry, I heard that you're a fantastic singer, and so hopefully, in fact, your husband said that. In fact, I'm going to call him Sherry's husband, so he's going to lose his identity for a minute here. But no, he said you're a great singer, and I know Greg is too. He sings in the ring, in the cage, when he does the national anthem, and I know he does other places as well. So you guys are going to have to get together, hopefully next year and do a little something, and hopefully I'll be there. If it's close enough to home, I might be there for the next go around.
That's awesome. Look forward to meeting you.
Right, thank you for coming on.
Appreciate you taking some time, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
I mean,
thank you, honey.
These people, hey, what could I say?
I mean, I can't say enough. Let me put it that way. I could say something. I could start to say things, but it just wouldn't be enough. I mean, we're just totally having a blast. We got about 10 more minutes.
Well, you know how you can just listen to somebody talk and you can tell that they're probably a great singer? She's got that voice. Like, she just, it kind of flows, you know?
She's hot, too. So.
Is she? Well, I mean, sometimes you can tell, but a guy like OJ, I'm not gonna, say anything about his wife. I'm sure she's a very lovely lady, and she probably looks just as outstanding as she sounds. And I'm glad you were able to get both of them on. Is Chuck Norris walking around there? I gotta ask.
I haven't seen Chuck Norris yet.
Why is Chuck Norris not at the Martial Arts Hall of Fame? What's the deal with Chuck?
I don't know, but I did find out something.
What?
You remember me telling the story about Frank Dukes a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, I did find out that Frank Dukes never did get inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
Say what?
Yeah, I told you about him kind of coming off being a moron.
Yeah.
Professor Kale refused to sign his paperwork bringing him into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's how big of... Well, I found out that the board, that the induction committee never signed off on it either. I found that out. So that kind of tells you how picky they are. And,
yeah, definitely.
I mean, so... There you go. I thought I'd pass that on because, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. No. That's good stuff, man. I'm glad you did pass that on. That's crazy, man.
Right.
Is a very, very selective group, and I'm glad you're in, dude. Honestly, I'm glad you're in, and I think you deserve it, and I'm glad you're there.
Thank you, sir.
And so it's a great honor. I'm glad you're part of it.
Well, tomorrow night all culminates tomorrow night. I'm kind of starting to get nervous.
No, don't get nervous now. If you hadn't gotten nervous talking to all these people at this point, I wouldn't get nervous now, man. Just do what I always do. Go in there and act like you own the place.
Trim in their underwear?
Act like you've been doing this for 35 years and this is your... This is your 800th go around, so you'll be fine, man. Trust me. If you can get up in front of a 1500 member packed crowd in Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the convention center and sing the national anthem in front of everybody and do your ring announcing, cage announcing, I'm there's no doubt you can get up and do this. So I mean, I know there'll be a lot more people there, but you got this. Don't worry about it.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you, man. 3-4. We got about 7 minutes left on the show. 347-326-9073. Give me something good to lead into the weekend, Clint.
I got to hit on this again. West No Fire Cherokee Fight Club out at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa tonight. Tonight is Friday, July 19th. I was about to say January 19th, but we almost jumped back to the beginning of the year. And I don't want to do that because I've come a long way since then. So, there's a lot of stuff going down. Tomorrow, July 20th, Saturday night, Branson, Missouri, outdoor event with the Outback. It's going to be Show Fight Summer Smash. And you're going to see a super heavyweight championship fight between Josh Ferries and Sean Bales that we talked about yesterday with Sean when he called. And you're also going to see a vacant show fight. What is it? Featherweight? Yeah, I believe it's a featherweight championship match with Courtney Stowe and Megan Goodwin. So a lot of good stuff going down there. If you guys are in the Branson area, if you're up around that area or if you're driving, get up there and get tickets, $25 for general admission and $40 for VIP cage side. So make sure you jump on board with that, and we'll see if we can make the best out of this.
And don't forget, they got No Fire Boxing at the Tulsa Hard Rock Casino, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's going down tonight. So if you want to catch a little bit of boxing action, you can check that out. It's going to be at the Joint, which is where they have all the concerts and everything over there at the Hard Rock.
I still want to say Tulsa, Catoosa, Tulsa. It's Tulsa to me. So
hey, it is. It is. It's in the Catoosa area, but hey, we know that's right outside, and so no big deal. Also, if you're in the Oklahoma City area, the America's 10 Best Steakhouses list just came out. Cattleman Steakhouse in Oklahoma City is number 4 on the list. It's the 4th best steakhouse in America. So if you're in Oklahoma City, stop by Cattleman Steakhouse and have you something good to eat.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Clint, why don't you hit on the sponsors real quick, and we'll get ready to take it to the weekend.
Well, I don't know. I don't have a list of your sponsors. I never got any of those.
Oh, you don't have my sponsors?
Excess
Energy Drinks. We got Excess Energy Drinks. They're a great sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. We also got Bear's Place, 15th Street, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Trust me, if you want some good breakfast, the biscuits and gravy is off the chain.
Nice.
So go out there, go over there, check out Bear's Place, Fayetteville, Arkansas. We're going to go ahead and mention Mid-America Martial Arts in Branson, Missouri. If you're in the Branson, Missouri area and you want to study up on some Krav Maga and everything, go check out Mid-America Martial Arts right there, Branson, Missouri. I also want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. For all your mobile DJ karaoke needs, check out Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJs. And that's about it, Bubba.
Man, we're good. We got about 5-4 minutes left, whatever. But we're good, man. I think we've about covered everything. Shout out to Kim and Katie again. Appreciate y'all being new fans of the Greg Squirrel Show. Appreciate you listening in. And man, I wish you the best of luck tomorrow, Greg. I'm proud of you, dude, more than you know. And I'm glad to be one of your friends here.
I'm happy to have you as a friend, Clint.
Man, if I could do anything to help you while you're out of town, you just let me know what it is and I'll do it. And good luck tomorrow, man. I'm glad for you. I'm real happy for you with this.
Well, thank you, Clint. Thank you. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, back on the air 4 o'clock Monday. Clint's gonna be in the captain's chair. So make sure you get on. Make sure you okay. Give it all she got, Captain. Where's my Star Trek theme? That's all
there
we need.
There you go. We might play some Star Trek music on Monday.
There you go. That'll work. But, yeah, be back on the air bright and early, 4 o'clock. Bright and early, 4 o'clock. Four o'clock Monday afternoon. Clint will be on the air with the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't forget, you can join us, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow. Don't forget, you can check out Clint Davis every Tuesday, every Friday, 12 noon, XFI Live. Give him the contact information to hook up with you on Tuesdays and Fridays, Clint.
Well, I'm at one Clint Davis on Twitter and Clint@thexfi.com, and you can get on blogtalkradio.com/XFI Live and check out today's show. It's about lightweight champion Brandon Bledsoe, so go to blogtalkradio.com/XFI Live and click on that episode. You do not want to miss this, headed into October 26th, Extreme Night of Champions.
Hey, I haven't given out my Twitter lately.
Do it.
Ring Announcer1 on Twitter.
At Ring Announcer1. There you go. At Ring Announcer1. You guys reach Greg Squirrel on Twitter.
All right. Bubba, it has been great. I appreciate you filling in this week more than you will ever know. I know
no
I love you. I know I love you. I know our listeners love having you on here with me. So we're taking it to the weekend. So everybody get out there, be safe, have fun, and hey, support your local fight MMA events, support your local boxing events, and we will see you right back here next week on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Clint.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you, man.
All right, buddy. Have fun. Peace out, buddy. We'll be right back.